This is breaking news from the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for February 21. Tragic trailer at the BBC. Ever since I saw the promotional image, you know, the swirly one with Daleks and weeping angels from a couple of weeks ago, I thought, they're really trying to make a point here. And that's been confirmed with the latest trailer, which takes that swirly aesthetic and puts it up to 11. Now, leaving aside Karen Gillan's obvious adult charms, this most recent batch of Doctor Who promotional material is incredibly kid-friendly. It's an effort to grab 8-year-olds by their eyeballs and focus their attention spans on an entirely new series. Yeah, entirely new.
Doctor Who, the journey begins this Easter on BBC One.
Which is not entirely consistent with what I've been saying the 2010 series will be like, and I still stand by it. Let me explain. Adults like me who subscribe to podcasts will pick up on the new themes and emphases, but I still don't think that, in broad strokes, Stephen Moffat's Doctor Who will be obviously different from its predecessor. Not for casual viewers, who are this show's meat and drink. And that's a horrible message to give a new audience who might think that it's the same old song with just a new singer. So you'd do some eye-catching, 3D House of Waxy media aimed directly at kids, who are the most important audience of this family adventure show. Now, reaction to the new trailer has not been kind among the Twitterati, at least the fans. Most of the working authors seem to think that it's just fine. And writer-director Dan Turner tweeted his amusement with fans by quoting this statement from the forums: "It was distinctly lacking in gravitas." Well, don't worry, there will be gravitas aplenty. But figure on there being even more fun. It's time to get a new generation of kids on board. And to do that, you have to get their attention. You have to take it to 11. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for February 21. Next time you hear from me, I will be at Gallifrey 1 in Los Angeles. In the meantime, you can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com. On Twitter or Facebook at @2MinuteTimeLord, and of course on the iTunes Store, where you can download my podcast, subscribe, and please leave a review. See you in Los Angeles.
What we do is, if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly.